May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 290. Dangers of every shape and name attend the followers of the Lamb, who leave the world's deceitful shore and leave it to return no more. Hymn 290.
Read together from the Word of God, from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26 and the first verse of chapter 27. Isaiah 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord for ever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favour be shown to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see, and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead. They shall not live. They are decreased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place, to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. In that day the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Lebanon, the piercing serpent, even liver than the crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. Here then we leave the reading of God's word. May you bless it to us and help us now to pray. Kind, eternal, merciful, ever gracious Lord God, once again thy kindness and thy mercy, little company of poor sinners are found gathered together in thy courts, the evening of another day. Lord, we ask and pray that thou would indeed come and gather with us and make thy presence known and felt. Lord, oh, that we may see and behold Jesus. Lord, and to hear thy voice. We want thee, Lord, to speak to our souls. The dear psalmist cried out, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And dear Lord, we desire to humbly echo the same before thee. Make our requests and our petitions known. Lord, because we each fast hasten on to eternity, not knowing what a day or an hour may bring forth. And dear Lord, we realise that we do need preparing. Lord, to die. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must thee work perform. It is all of grace. Christ's obedience clothed, washed in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Then make us right, Lord, and keep us right. Oh, and fit us then for heaven, for glory. Our Lord, we know and we believe thy word, Lord, and Lord, we hope we've been shown a little thy majesty and thy power. And dear Lord, we read that there is nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. Then, dear Lord, we are defiled throughout by sin and by our very birth unclean. Lord, then there's got to be something done in our hearts if ever our poor souls are to be saved from death, destruction and despair. Lord, we have to be washed and cleansed in the blood of Jesus. And we ask that thou then draw near to us now. Oh, and favour our souls. Oh, that we may have that blessed gift of faith in our hearts, to know and to believe and to receive the peace and the pardon and forgiveness of every sin, and that washing and cleansing from all our sin. Oh, come, thou didst say with thy dear servant, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be white as snow, they should be red like crimson, they should be as wool. Then bless us, Lord, with true godly sorrow and repentance. Oh, and bless us, dear Lord, with that cleansing. One said, plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. Because, Lord, we read that blessed fountain that is open. Oh, in that day, there shall be a fountain opened for sin and uncleanness, the house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then, dear Lord, is that fountain we need, even thine own heart's blood, Lord Jesus. Hear our prayer and help us. Oh, dear Lord, then come and grant to each and every one of us, Lord, that true godly sorrow and repentance over sin, that repentance that needs not to be repented of, but that repentance, dear Lord, that leads to eternal life. Oh, gracious Lord, do have mercy then upon our souls, and bless us indeed. Thy mercy, Lord, we seek. Thy mercy we ask. And pray, dear Lord, that we may know and hear thy voice, the voice of love and of mercy, to our poor, never-dying souls, the voice that speaks peace and pardon, that fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Hear then our prayer. We ask and pray, Lord, then, that thou wilt be with us. And Lord, we ask thee to be our guide and our counsellor, and do direct us, Lord, in thy fear, and keep us in thy fear all the day long. Oh, that we may be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Dear Lord, then do help us and be with us and be near us, be round about us, we pray. Help us now, Lord. And dear Lord, we ask and pray that thou wilt be gracious to each and all. We ask and pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember now, once more, dear Lord, this little cause of truth, to bless them together. Oh, have mercy upon them. Make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Supply their every need. Go before them, Lord, each and every one, both in providence and in grace. And oh, that they may have that good thing in their hearts to the Lord God of Israel. Oh, that they may have be blessed with a spiritual appetite, that their souls on the stretch to find Christ, determined to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Help them then, Lord, we ask, and bless them, we pray, and be with them and be round about them each, we beg. Then, Lord, we ask thee to remember then one another, Lord, and we thus lovingly, tenderly bear before thee. Be gracious to each and all, we beseech thee. We ask and pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless those absent tonight. They're at home, many of them, Lord, looking after the children, the little ones. Oh, remember them for good. Help them, Lord, and be with them and undertake for them. Lord, any lawfully detained, we pray thou help them. Lord, it may be a way, it may be business matters, concerns, that they're not able to get here. But Lord, I know that those that would be here, they could. Lord, we ask thee to remember each and all. But dear Lord, should there be any that could be here and are not, oh, that thou wilt bless them abundantly, Lord. Bless them abundantly with the riches of thy grace and thy love, so that, Lord, they just cannot stay away, so that they must come, so that they must come to hear thy voice, to hear thy word, to be fed from the gospel table. Lord, then remember such. Do we hear prayer then for each and all? We pray now, Lord, for thy people, as we think of those, Lord, in sickness and affliction's path, to put thy healing hand and do heal and restore and raise up, Lord, again to health and strength, if it can be thy will. We think of thy dear servant, Lord, as one that should have been here tonight. But Lord, thou hast seen fit to lay affliction upon him, Lord, and how he has felt it needful, necessary, to reduce his engagements. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt bless him and still make him a blessing. Lord, so that as he continues to labour amongst his own people and to the churches nearby, that they may feel the due and the unction of power of the Holy Spirit. That, Lord, that thou wilt use him to thy praise and glory. And we think also of our dear friend, Mr. Robert Field. Lord, we pray thou appear for him. I know it's all about his case. Lord, we lovingly commend came to thee, praying, dear Lord, if it please thee, that thou spare him, thou bring him through, Lord, thou help him and remember him and his. And thou hast the burden, the anxiety of all these things. And we ask, Lord, that thou be gracious to each. And there are others, Lord, no doubt, perhaps whom we're not aware of. But Lord, if there be, we ask thee to remember them. Lord, there are those that indeed are afflicted, some afflicted in their mind. Have mercy upon them. Others, dear Lord, are thy people, or there's those that have severe disabilities, disabled, Lord, we ask thee to remember them. Some are very little, some are older. Lord, they all need thy help and thy care. And Lord, there are those indeed that care for them. Help them, Lord. Hold them up and strengthen them. Support them. Be with them. We ask and pray thou wilt be then with thy people. Others are in deep trials and troubles and difficulties. To make a way for them. Provide for them. Bless them. Be near them. Be round about them, Lord. Make the crooked straight, the rough place plain. Supply their needs. Our Lord, and we pray thou then that be with each and all. Be with the bereaved, comfort their hearts. Support them, that they know that thou art that God of all comfort. We ask thee then to be with the widows and the widowers, and indeed those that have lost near and dear ones, mother, father, brother or sister, or a child, undertake for each and all. Lord, then do we with each one. Lord, there are those here younger in years, Lord, treading out, Lord, into life. We pray thou go before them, supply their needs, help them, Lord. Oh, that the young ones may find suitable wives, suitable husbands. Lord, that they may be brought together by thy Holy Spirit. Lord, that they may walk together at the house of God in love and unity in the bond of peace. Lord, be with them and help them. And dear Lord, hear prayer then for Zion. Build up Zion, Lord. Strengthen the things that remain. Oh, that thou put forth thy hand. Oh, and save many, Lord, of our fellow countrymen, by thy love and mercy. Make them trophies of grace. Hear prayer for prodigals. Lord, oh, that there may be real prodigals. Prodigals that return unto God and to godliness and to thy house. Prodigals that have a hunger and a thirst. Prodigals that feel, I'm not worthy. Oh, dear Lord, do have mercy upon each and all. Sadly, we have them in our family circles and we ask thee to arrest them. Make them trophies of grace. Hear us then in these things. Our nation needs prayer. Appear for us. Govern those that govern us. Open their eyes. Turn their affections on things above. Dear Lord, and do bless us each with that sincerity in our prayers. Oh, one for another and for our nation. Lord, and for the arising of thy great power, thy Holy Spirit in our midst. Hear us then, dear Lord, and help us. We look to thee then, and thou knowest, Lord, just how each one has come to the house of God tonight. Lord, whether it's been, or they've come perhaps, dear Lord, as it were on their knees, begging for some evidence, some token for God, some token of thy loving kindness. Lord, may want a word of direction, a word of guidance. Maybe, dear Lord, they feel to need, Lord, thy word. Oh, and it's, oh, they want to know their salvation is found in Christ Jesus the Lord. Then, Lord, do not send any empty away. Oh, that they may have and receive the word of thy grace. There may be a portion for seven and also for eight. May none be left out. Then hear our poor, poor prayers. Accept our humble thanks for every goodness, kindness, mercy, favour and blessing bestowed. Oh, the daily comforts abound, and needs abundantly supplied. We have food and raiment, a roof over our heads, many comforts. And Lord, and we have thy house, we have an open Bible, and a Bible that we can read and understand in our own language. Oh, for the Holy Spirit to open up the word of truth to our souls. Hear then our poor prayers, accept our thanks, pardon every sin, and be with us now and help us, we humbly pray. O Lord, for thine own great namesake, then come, fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, then come, and open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off of that heavenly altar, as we plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 286. Pilgrims we are to Canaan bound. Our journey lies along this road. This wilderness we travel round to reach the city of our God. Hymn 286.
Thank you.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention to the chapter we read, Isaiah chapter 26 and the 20th verse. Isaiah 26 verse 20. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpast. Isaiah 26 verse 20. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, a little moment until the indignation be overpast. Ah, friends, here there is this God's loving care over His people, His church. And why, we notice first of all there's this blessed, shall we say, invitation. Come, my people. It isn't, my friends, just any old body. It is a particular people. We read in Isaiah 43 that this people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise. And these are the people here tonight in this text. Come, my people. They are the chosen ones of the Lord, as we read back here in the book of Deuteronomy. Why, yes, the Lord did not set His love upon you nor choose you because you were in more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. So here you see, they're my people, and the dear Lord has a special love to His people. Jesus says this, the hymn writer says this about Jesus. By covenant, transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. Ah, my people. Ah, see, they're mine. They were chosen yonder back in the covenant of eternity past. And they were given to the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And He, blessed be His glorious name, He came, humbled Himself, He came to this world. He took upon Himself our nature, sin accepted. He had a body clothed like our own, but, oh, He was pure, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. But He came with a blessed mission, with one desire, with one ultimate end, to save His people from death, destruction and despair. Why, there's a beautiful word here in the beginning of the book of the Revelation, where John writes this, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. To Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Yet, as we said in prayer a moment ago, why, nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. No. rather than say it needs this washing, this cleansing. Oh, this fountain open for sin and uncleanness. You're not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without spot and without blemish. Jesus said this, didn't he? In John's Gospel, chapter 3, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, there he is. There, come my people. Come my people. Oh, and, well, Lord help us, so that, because perhaps there's one or more here tonight that is shying away from this word. You say, I cannot get into that. Well, maybe we shall get into it before the service is out. Oh, yes. Come, my people. You say, let's turn to what Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for yourselves. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. All right, you don't feel, poor soul, you can say and put yourself amongst God's people. But dear soul, can you put yourself here? That you labour and you travail. That you're cast down. You've got a heavy burden. Well, Jesus invites, come unto me. Come unto me. You say, well, yes, but then I still feel so wretched. I still feel so undone. I feel at the very ends of the earth. You say, you don't really know and realize how deep down, cast down, I feel to be. But this, let's listen again to the words of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. What do we say at the outset tonight? That God had a people and he loved them and he gave them to his beloved Son. Now what does Jesus say? He says, all that the Father give me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. There it is, you're not claiming to be amongst God's people. But dear soul, can you come in there? All that the Father give me shall come. How are you coming? You're coming with your burden, aren't you? You're coming with your cross, the burden, the weight of sin, iniquity, of transgression. Coming with this wretched heart. Oh, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Purge me, cleanse me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Jesus said, I will in no wise cast out. He invites such to come. Oh, come unto me. Come unto me. The gospel here of Isaiah, chapter 45, says this, look unto me. And be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I'm God and there is none else. Look unto me. Are you looking anywhere else, dear soul? Besides looking up to heaven? Dear soul, if you are looking up to heaven, if you are looking to the Lord to have mercy upon your soul, if you are looking to the Lord to hear your prayers, to undertake for you, if you're like dear Hezekiah, O Lord, I'm oppressed, undertake for me. If that's your prayer, dear soul, then you're coming to Christ. Then, dear soul, he has said, I will in no wise cast out. Did he cast out Hezekiah? No. Will he cast out you? No. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Come, my people. Ah, yes. Well, what does he say to his people here? He says, enter into thy chambers, shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself as it were a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. You see, until the indignation be overpast. There's the trouble, isn't it, dear soul? Oh, there's the problem, the difficulty. Divine indignation. Well, the dear Lord says that, what a sweet and encouraging word this is. Enter thou into thy chambers. Yes. Enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. You probably think of the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount when he's there teaching the disciples how they should pray. Yes, why they were indeed to not be as the hypocrites are. No. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray, standing in the synagogue, in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto thee, they have their reward. Ah. Dear soul, but do you do this? But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou shut thy door, pray unto thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which is in secret, shall reward thee openly. My mind just goes to dear Jabez here in the Book of Chronicles. You know, the two verses regarding him. And Jabez prayed. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me, called on the God of Israel. And he prayed, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me. Is this the sum and substance of your prayer? Yes, dear soul, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And you read at the end there, and God granted him his request. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray unto thy Father which is in secret. Dear soul, do you know what it is to have a secret place where you can go to prayer? God's people, they will need a secret place. They want to get away from everybody else. The dear Lord Jesus Christ did. In his darkest hour there in Gethsemane's garden. Why? And he withdrew himself as stones cast. He was alone. Another came and he sent the multitude away, and he himself went up to the mountain top to pray unto his Father. Oh, friends, and if our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ needed to be alone, how much more, dear soul, should you and I? Oh, friends, yes, for this secret outpouring of our hearts before the Lord. Oh, yes, unbosom our hearts and our minds before Him. Shut the closet door. I knew one of God's dear servants now in glory, and where he worked, there was a big safe. Such as could be walked into. Oh, and he said sometimes you used to go down to this safe, and it was open, you see, in the working hours, but he'd go in it and he'd gently pull the door to. Oh, he made sure it didn't shut, because he wouldn't be able to get out. But, oh, he gently pulled to that door. Oh, and he said now he prayed unto his God. Ah, dear soul, have you got such a place? Have you got such a place, dear soul? I may have told you this before, but it comes back to my mind when I was passing a particular piece of woodland near their home the other day. Hadn't been passed for some considerable while. And I said to my dear one, I said, you know, I said, there, that's where that tree was. Where, I said, you know, if that tree could speak, it would say, at the foot of this tree, a poor man prayed. So many years ago. Poured out his heart before the Lord. Dear soul, have you got these spots? Ah, the back of the hedge. Behind the barn. Wherever it might be, dear soul. Oh, and yes, and what about some of you dear women here? Oh, yes. Busy morning. Husband off to work, and perhaps others and the children off to school. Yes. You say goodbye to them all. Yes. And now you can go to prayer. You're in the home alone, and you can pour out your heart before the Lord. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. You know, when dear Hezekiah, you know, he had received a letter, hadn't he? Yes. And he went up to the house of God and he spread that before the Lord. But then he was laid in affliction's path. Yeah. And he was on his bed. But what did he do? He turned his face toward the wall. Enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Sinner, pray if thou canst or canst not pray, but pray with faith in Jesus' name. Ah, dear soul, he understands the sigh, the cry, the falling of the tear, the upward glance of the eye when none but God is near. Those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Ah, come my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Ah, oh friends, oh, I pray that we could find more time. We could find access before the Lord at the throne of grace, at the footstool of his mercy, to make our requests and our petitions known unto him. Oh, I have to get out of bed very often. Friends, but I rarely get back into bed without I try and bend my knee before the Lord. Friends, yes. And then, you know, friends, yes. Enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Lord, thou knowest the burden. Lord, thou knowest. We've got to go and preach at so-and-so tomorrow or the following day. Lord, what wilt thou have me to speak? And you know, this heart is a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Yes, this heart, venture on his mighty name. What has he said? What does he say to the encouragement of poor sinners? He says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Psalm 107, how many times is it there? Is it three, four times? They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Yes, dear soul. And he's still the same. He's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Why, here in the book of the prophet Ezekiel, it reads like this, doesn't it? Here in the 36th chapter, the 37th verse. I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Have you got an it tonight? An it? Something in your path? That you'll go, shut the closet door. Vain is the help of man, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Cast thy burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Oh, he shall sustain thee. Hold thee up, bring thee through, deliver thee. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Yes, we've mentioned Hezekiah. He was on the bed of affliction. But Brenton, some of you have known his path as well, haven't you? On the bed of affliction. This all has been, as it were, the shutting of the closet door. There's a praying. There was a sigh, there was a cry, there was a groan. There was an upward glance from the eye. There was, Lord, help me. True, wasn't it, friend? True, wasn't it? That prayer, this all was squeezed out of your heart, was it not? Through necessity. Brought into dire extremities. And you know, dear soul, we don't like it. We don't like being brought into dire extremities. But you know, dear soul, that's the spot, there the place is, where you and I learn to pray. They are. They're the places you and I learn to pray. Desire. And have you been praying lately? Lord, lead me into thy truth. Grant me a greater understanding of the knowledge of thy word. Instruct me in righteousness and in truth. Friends, yes, it is desire by things like these that the Lord hears and answers your poor prayers and mine. I ask the Lord that I might grow in faith. Yes, now that the rest of them's gone. Yes, but he answered in such a way as almost drove me to despair. Almost, not quite desire. No. Not quite desire. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Enter into thy chamber and hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment. You know, some Bibles may have this reference to it, but there's this reference, and it goes back to Exodus 12. And why? And you read this in the 22nd verse. No, 21st verse. And Moses called all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning, and the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over you, and I will not suffer the destroyer, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. Yes. Enter and hide thyself, as it were, a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. The indignation of God against the Egyptians and Pharaoh, and Israel were safe. They were safe in their houses. With the shedding of the blood of the lamb sprinkled upon the doorposts and lintels of their dwelling places. Oh, and this all and that promise stands today. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. But here it is all reversed. And hide thyself. And hide thyself. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. Why, God, Augustus, top lady, says, doesn't he? Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be seen the double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and blood. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling, naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die, hide thyself. Ah, friends, oh, hide thyself, the dear soul, we need Jesus to hide us, do we not? Oh, he, the altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000, him whom my soul loveth. Oh, hide, oh, this blessed hiding place. Why, here in chapter 32, the prophet said, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind and the covert from the tempest, as the rivers of water in a dry place, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. A man shall be as an hiding place. Ah, and yes, this our Christ is that blessed hiding place. Ah, shut thy doors about thee. And this hiding place, this place of safety, this place of security. Enter into thy chambers, shut thy doors about thee. Well, come in here this afternoon. Why, I was passing through London and with this text on my mind, and I thought of that last great war, 1945, 39 to 45. And, you know, there, in that, on those underground stations, in the war, the people in London, they used to go down into those underground stations for safety and for security. Oh, yeah. Enter into thy chambers, shut the doors, hide thyself until the indignation be overpast. Oh, the bombing of particularly the East End of London. Oh, the Blitz, as it was called. Oh, then that they hide, but dear soul, yes, dear soul, you come into the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ to hide your poor, never dying soul. Yes, no doubt many of them it was a means of being preserved and kept in peace and safety. To be kept safe. Yes, beneath the sheltering blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. I don't know what some of you may think about the Reverend Ian Paisley, but he had a brother who was very wayward, and he tried to join the army before he should have done. He was too young, and they wouldn't accept him. Oh, but so he would not return home. But there at home, with his mother, his father, and his brother, praying for him. The war had started, it was in, and he knew his father had got a friend in the East End of London, and he went to his house one night, knocked on the door, and he invited him in. And you know, friends, he said, I'm so pleased you've come. He said, because the Germans are coming tonight to bomb London. He said, now, before we go to bed, we're going to pray. And the dear man got down on his knees. And he prayed and said, Lord, there's here, talking about himself, oh, there's here, there's one, dear Lord, that's found beneath the sheltering blood of Jesus. And Lord, whatever happens here tonight, may our life be preserved and kept. If all other houses are destroyed, may this one be standing. And you know, dear Ian Paisley's brother, he trembled. He trembled. He didn't know what was going to happen. But they went to bed. And there was an air raid. When they woke up in the morning, looked out, every house in the street was flattened, apart from the one that he was staying in. Ah, beneath the sheltering blood of Christ. Poor man's prayers. Oh, friend, yes. Oh, why this hour, with all your sin and all your guilt and mine too. Ah, the blood of Jesus Christ, dear soul, is the only hiding place for poor, poor sinners. When I see the blood, yes, why, what do we refer to there earlier? Revelation 1, yes, and has washed us from our sins in his own blood. A hiding place. Place of safety, of security. Yes, dear soul. And your dear soul, you know, dear soul, you go home and read your Bible. And you read in Exodus chapter 25. And there you'll find that the Lord instructs Moses to make the tabernacle and a mercy seat. And as you get down that chapter, you get down to verse 22, and you'll find this. A blessed promise. And that promise to Israel wasn't just to Moses. No. It was to every child of God. It was to every poor, poor sinner. And the Lord says this, and there I will meet with thee and commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim. And there I, the great I am that I am, the self-existent eternal being. Ah, what did Malachi? No, Micah say? Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger because he delights in mercy. Dear soul, this God delights in mercy. And there I will meet with thee. Ah, see a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. Dear soul, you go back again to that hedgerow, to that old barn, whatever it is, you pour out your heart before him. Why, because dear soul, is this place of hiding, this place of safety, this place of security. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, a little moment. My friends, I don't seem to have got very far because, you know, things of grace, and they are the most important, undoubtedly. But, yes, there are other things. There are things of providence. There are trials that, yes, that we have to walk and pass through. And by these things, men live. Yes, dear soul, and I don't know, but I just draw this bow at a venture. Is there some of you, dear young friends, in here tonight? Have you got some trouble? Something, dear soul, that you cannot put right. Enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. And pray. And pray. Yes, dear soul, the fall of a tear, the upward glance from the eye, when none but God is near. Dear soul, he understands that sigh, that cry, that groan, that tear. Oh, that, Lord, help me. Maybe, dear soul, it's help. Perhaps it's just help. But, dear soul, oh, it's directed, is it not? It's directed to the God of heaven in heaven. So you're appealing to, isn't it? Help! Ah, yes, it is all He that is able to make the crooked thing straight and the rough place plain. Able to make a way where there's no way. Yeah, it is all. Again, you read here in the Exodus, children of Israel, they came out of Egypt, and they went through the Red Sea, didn't they? And dear soul, and this same blessed God that made a way then for the children of Israel is the same today, and dear soul, and He is able. He is able. Enter thou into thy chamber, shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment. A little moment. Oh, friends, yes, the indignation of the wicked. Are those things that the Lord, yes, the Lord cometh to out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Oh, friends, why, what a solemn thought that might be. Oh, yes, but come my people. Ah, friends, I don't want to be an alarmist. God forbid. But oh, we know not what may come in our land yet. Whether some of us live to see it, I don't know. Oh, friends, it appears. There are some days of persecution coming to us. Come, my people. Hide thyself. Enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee and hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, till the indignation be overpast. It may be that someone is already in a path, there's something like this. There's persecution in, in the workplace. Persecution in the workplace. They're getting at you. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to say the Bible's true and dare to make it known. Enter thou into thy chambers, shut thy doors. We have to enter into the chambers, shut the doors about it, hide thyself for a little moment, and ask the Lord to give us strength to stand. To stand for what is right in his sight. To be faithful unto our God. I don't mean to men. Faithful to our God. Come, my people. Come, my people. You say, these are the ones that have come. Come, pour out your heart before Him. Make your request and your petitions known. This arm, the God of heaven, will hear. You say, but I feel so far off. I feel so low. I feel at the very ends of the earth. I'm so cast down. I feel so wretched in and of myself. Just turn again, dear soul, to Psalm 102. And when the Lord shall build up Zion, He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. He will. Not He may, He might. He will if He thinks about it. He's not human, dear soul. He's God, the Holy Spirit. And He will answer prayer, the prayer of the destitute. Oh, yes, dear soul, the destitute. Hannah. Yes. Oh, friends, and now she sat there, or stood there beside the post of the temple of the door and pour out her heart before the Lord. Dear soul, is there one in here like that tonight? Pouring out your heart before the Lord. You notice what it records there, don't you? Only her lips moved. Dear soul. But you know, her lips moved, but her heart was poured out before the Lord. That's all that matters, dear soul. That's all that matters, is your heart and mind being poured out before the Lord. Hide thyself a little moment. No, whether we can find this now, but there's a word here that I found just before the service, Psalm 30, yes. His anger endureth but a moment, in his favour is life. Listen, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The time of love will come, when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. Oh, praise and yes, dear soul. Yes, dear soul. You will lift your heart with joy. You will praise and bless his great and holy name for all his goodness, all his mercy, and all his kindness. That time of love will come. Oh, blessed be his name. Oh, dear soul. And yes, and to sing at last in heaven's high court above. To praise him that loved us and gave himself for us. Dear soul, is that your desire and mine? Well, come, my people. The poor, the vile, the base, the dependence of his grace, come my people, enter into thy chambers. Did Hezekiah think he was amongst the Lord's people? Did the poor woman that came and washed his feet with tears, did she think she was amongst the Lord's people? Did the poor woman that cried out, Lord help me, did she think she was amongst the Lord's people? Did the dying thief on the cross at Calvary think he was amongst the Lord's people? But dear soul, if they were, they are. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Well, I'll have to leave a few simple remarks. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Hope will preach next Lord's Day, and next week we hope to hold our Thanksgiving services on Saturday when Mr. Gerald Buss is expected to preach. Let us close with hymn 941. Jesus, my Lord, my life, my all, prostrate before thy throne I fall. Fain would my soul look up and see my hope, my heaven, my all in thee. Hymn 941.
Dear Lord, we do ask and pray thy blessing to rest on thy word. We do ask and pray thou wilt pardon and forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Take us each home in peace and safety to respective places of abode, whether the journey be long or short. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.